Hello, my name is Charlie Moores, and you're about to listen to a shortcast by Hannah from the campaign group End Primate Abuse. Hannah has been working for 2 years and has spent countless hours trying to get YouTube to take responsibility and take down deeply disturbing videos showing the abuse of very young monkeys. With her colleague Sue, Hannah has put in literally thousands of complaints and emails to YouTube and has contacted organisations and charities all over the world for support. But the videos are still online, and both YouTube and the content creators are earning ad revenue from animal abuse. This is a very informative, powerful, and emotional shortcast. It's uncomfortable listening, but it is not graphic. Hannah has intentionally left out the more harrowing details she's uncovered in the hope that more people will feel able to listen to it and help her and her supporters end the trend.
Thank you so much for inviting me to be on your show today to explain a little bit about our social media campaign, hashtag End the Trend. It's been a long road, but finally we are making a little headway, and we are so, so grateful for everybody, all of our followers who help us spread awareness and help us with our campaign. It's been absolutely wonderful seeing that this issue doesn't just affect us, but it affects other people, and that we're not alone in this fight. I just want to start from the beginning and kind of let everybody know how this happened and why we're here. In the very beginning, you know, during the beginning of the pandemic, we were all on lockdown. We were all very bored, obviously. We really didn't have anything to do. So we were on Facebook and YouTube, just scrolling and scrolling. And we came across these nature videos where these monkeys at Angkor Wat were being filmed. And it was pretty cool in the beginning, because a lot of people don't think about Cambodian monkeys. They don't think about these things. So, you know, it was really cool in the beginning, but then it quickly escalated into a different way of doing things. We would see on some channels that everything was cool, and, you know, it was strictly just filming monkeys in their natural habitats. And then on other channels, we would notice that there was a lot of monkey drama. And the people who were filming these things, they're called videographers, VOs for short. We would notice that, you know, sometimes they would sneak away baby monkeys and, you know, lower born monkeys, which, anybody who doesn't know, primates have a very social hierarchy. The higher born monkeys and the adults, they get fed first, and then, you know, everybody else gets whatever's left over. These are very social animals. They require a lot of social stimulation. So we would notice that the VOs at this point would kind of sneak away some of the baby monkeys and feed them first, which in turn caused a lot of drama. The adult monkeys would go after the babies, and they would attack them and bite them and kill them in some cases. And, you know, on other channels, they wouldn't do these things. We caught on pretty quickly as to what was actually going on here. You know, the VOs were manipulating situations. They were creating this drama for more views and likes and comments. And when we would look at the comments, we would notice that a lot of people really, really enjoyed watching baby monkeys being attacked and maimed and killed. It was shocking. I cannot tell you how many times I've been banned from YouTube just from fighting with these people. You know, it takes a special kind of person to enjoy that sort of disgusting, sadistic behavior. It's just not something that normal people enjoy. So yes, I was banned many, 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 many times from YouTube for fighting with these people. And, you know, in the end, I would basically be begging YouTube in the comments, you know, please ban this. This is unacceptable. And had I known that things were going to get worse, I probably would have started this campaign a long, long time before we actually did. But what ended up happening was, you know, I started finding other people who also felt that this content was just absolutely ridiculous. There's no reason for it to ever be on any platform. It's not content that should be allowed and be cheered on. It's just not. So what happened was we ended up finding people who were like-minded. We started, to band together. And I met my partner, my good friend Sue, and, we started talking about it. And we would research the history behind Angkor Wat. We would research Cambodia in general. We would research Indonesia and everybody in between. We were just researching constantly. And, Sue is such a great researcher. She is, when she sets her mind to something, she does not stop. We started researching behaviors of macaques because we started to realize very quickly that, when the VOs would come around, the macaques would start to act differently. They would grimace, which anybody who doesn't know, a fear grimace is what these VOs will sometimes call smiles, which they are not at all smiles. You can 100% tell just by looking at a fear grimace exactly what it is. It's sheer terror. So again, we band together and we were, reporting. I cannot even tell you how many times we reported these channels. Thousands and thousands and thousands of times per video, per channel. We noticed very early on that our reports were going unnoticed. YouTube was not doing anything regardless of the reports. We joined Facebook groups with other people who wanted to ban this content. All of us collectively were reporting hundreds of thousands of reports. We emailed, we wrote letters, we continued to report. We were begging for help on YouTube, off YouTube, on Facebook, everywhere. We were just begging for them to do something. We were not expecting things to get worse, but they very quickly did. All of a sudden, the same VOs that we would see on these channels at Angkor Wat, suddenly they would have monkeys at home. And if you've ever seen a mother monkey, they're very defensive of their babies, obviously, as most mothers are. They're not just going to give their babies away. They pretty much keep them clinged to themselves until, they're of an age where they can kind of take care of themselves. And when these babies were coming home with these VOs, we would ask each other, how are they getting these monkeys home? But then we would quickly notice on some of the other channels where all of a sudden the VOs would say things like, oh no, monkey Sarah is missing. Oh no, oh baby so-and-so is missing. And this was happening a lot, where these monkeys were just missing. That's when we realized what was actually happening. They were poaching the monkeys and killing the mothers. And again, if you've ever seen a mother, defending her baby, you would understand why, that's when we understood that's what was happening. We also, after a little bit of research, understood that in Cambodia, people not only abused these monkeys, but they also poached them for food. They poach them for street dancing and all sorts of things. So, we started to see a lot of people with monkeys in their homes. And at that point, things really took off. Pretty much everything on YouTube monkey related was, baby monkey so-and-so. And then once those really started to pick up, the comments would say things like, you need to discipline that baby for this reason, for all the things that, most people would consider to be normal for baby monkeys. But for whatever reason, people were not seeing that part anymore. And that's mostly because, they were humanizing these monkeys. They would dress them up in diapers and baby clothes, feed them with bottles, give them pacifiers. They very, very much humanized these monkeys. And from there, again, people were telling them, oh, you need to discipline that baby. You're feeding it too much. Don't let it suck its thumb, which these macaques in general, after a little bit of research, we found that they have more cognitive function than humans, meaning that they feel more than we do. They're more emotional than we are. everything about them is very social. So when things hurt them or hurt their feelings or anything like that, you know, it really shows in various ways. For instance, like when people would say, oh, don't let them suck their thumbs, sucking their thumbs and fingers and hands and toes, all those things, that is a way of baby monkeys self-soothing during very distressed interactions. So it really caught us by surprise whenever people would say, don't let them suck their fingers, because that's their only way of self-soothing. You know, that's the only thing that they have. These people, they don't allow them to cling to them. Just by knowing a little bit about monkeys, you know that baby monkeys cling to their mothers until about a certain age, when they're kind of, you know, able to fend for themselves. You also know that by clinging to their moms, you know, they have a nonstop supply of milk. So, you know, they're not starving. They're able to thrive and grow. And when these people would take them to their homes, they're not feeding them as they should. So these monkeys were starving all the time. When they would film them and they were about to eat, you know, they would cry and throw little fits on the floor and little things like that because they're starving. I mean, they really are starving. A monkey in nature has a nonstop milk supply, and these poor monkeys were being fed maybe twice a day. Sometimes less than that, because these commenters, they really enjoyed watching these monkeys suffer. And the people who were doing these things, they found that out really, really quickly. So, you know, they wouldn't feed them properly. They would make them cry, and they would make them very, very distressed. And it was just, it's heartbreaking to watch. It's heartbreaking even now, you know, 2 years later, and every single video that I watch, it breaks my heart all over again, and how hateful people can be. You know, these are infants. This particular species, you know, they are so much like human babies that it's shocking, and that they feel like it's okay to torture them and torment them and, you know, make them so depressed and miserable. It really is, it's one step below actual child abuse in my eyes. And it really shows us, you know, the type of demographic who is drawn to this. I mean, they're absolute monsters who like these things. And they are not afraid to tell you that. You know, if you fight with these people in the comment section, they will quickly let you know how much they hate these animals. And many of them have never even had an actual interaction with a primate, but they'll tell you firsthand, you know, I hate them, they're disgusting, blah, 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 blah. And none of these things are true. Basically, they just like the brutality of it all. They want to see small, vulnerable, innocent animals, in this case, humanized monkeys, being tortured. It's disgusting. It's horrifying, the things that these people say. So horrifying, in fact, that they've found little ways around getting more things, getting worse content. Right now on Telegram, you can find customized extreme baby monkey torture. And when I say that, I mean, I have unfortunately seen many, many videos. I mean, you would be shocked at the things that people will do for money. Because this custom torture, it costs money. You know, these people go out in search of it, and they will pay these abusers big money to do these things. And it really makes you wonder, like, how in the world did we get here? What's even worse is knowing that these people live among us. They live among us, and we don't even know who they are, because they're able to hide behind usernames on YouTube. They're able to hide behind usernames on Telegram. You know, we don't know if this is a janitor at a school, if this is a school teacher, if this is a doctor that you know. We just don't know. We've reached out to so many organizations, and we've reported hundreds of thousands of times. And, you know, after a little bit, after researching some of these organizations, we quickly found out that all the money that they get from donations from talking about this issue or any other animal welfare issue, the things that they actually do with that money are not what you would think. And it's very upsetting. I understand that people need something to believe in. I understand that in theory, these organizations should be doing these things, but they're not. You know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm just not. We reached out for help many, many, many times, and they told us, don't watch. Don't watch. Just report. You know, and we would say, okay, well, if we don't watch, what's going to stop these horrific sadists from watching this? Who's going to stop them? They're keeping this going. They're making this content thrive. So who's going to stop them? And they would stop responding at that point. And, you know, just leave it at that. Just don't watch. Just report. So we very quickly got angry about that. So, you know, April of this year, or I'm sorry, last year, we decided right then, clearly nobody's going to help us. So we're going to do it. We're going to start our campaign. We are going to humbly ask for help. We are going to spread awareness. We're going to show people what this is. We do not share links. We do not share channel names. We do not share anything that will bring any traffic to these abusers, because that's the last thing that we want. We do not want people searching for these channels, because again, it brings in more views and comments and interactions, which in turn brings them more YouTube blood money. And that's one of our hashtags, by the way. So yes, we started our campaign, and it was very slow at first. And I was so happy to have an outlet. You know, I was just tweeting constantly, constant tweeting, which I still do a lot. At some point, you know, people started to catch on, people started to see it, and then they got angry and turned to today. And, you know, we've got over 900 followers. We've got over 1,100 followers on Facebook. We've got over 1,000 on YouTube right now. And all of us combined, we can make a difference. And that's what I want everybody to know, is that by using your voice and speaking up and speaking out, we can do these things. We absolutely can, because we have seen in the past several years just how much influence viral campaigns can do. I mean, that's what we want to do. We want to see people band together and help us, because this content is so detrimental on so many levels. Everything from the welfare of these animals to the welfare of this content being on YouTube and impacting the mental health of people who watch this. Not only that, this content is also available on YouTube Kids. So imagine a child seeing this content. They're saying to themselves, okay, well, I guess this is normal and it's easy, so maybe I should do this. You know, this entire issue encompasses so many things. And I just want people to know that together we can and we will end the trend. I understand that it's upsetting. I totally get it. But if this issue persists, it's only going to bring in more and more and more problems. We, you know, as bad as it is now, I can't imagine it getting worse, but clearly it can. And that is why we have to band together now and stop this. We have to hold YouTube accountable. We have to hold their CEO, Susan, accountable. We have to hold these social media networks accountable for what they allow and what they promote and the people that they pay. For these people to be able to abuse baby monkeys and get away with it and make an earning from it, it's absolutely mind-blowing, and there's no excuse for it. There's no excuse. Hundreds of thousands of reports telling YouTube and Facebook how awful this content is, and they allow it because they're getting paid, abusers are getting paid. You know, it's all about money. You know, if we can go viral and demand that YouTube stop paying these sadists, these abusers, that will give them zero incentive to continue to do this. That's the sole reason that they make these videos. That's the sole reason that they do any of this, is for the YouTube blood money. So if we get this content banned, that means that there's zero incentive for them to continue. Zero incentive equals no more torture. And that's what we want people to understand. It's a lot to take in, and I completely understand that. All we ask is that people please help us. Like, just speak out, speak up. together, we can end the trend. And that is what we have to do. I know I say this all the time, but please, please, please continue to tweet and retweet and show your voice. Let everybody hear it. Scream it from the rooftops. We will not allow this content to grow and thrive and live on social media anymore. Enough is enough. It's time for this content to be banned. I get very, very defensive about my campaign and about everything that we've done because it's been a lot of work. It's heartbreaking every day. And I just know in my heart that together we can make this go viral and we can stop this. And please, please help us end the trend. You know, again, Charlie, I thank you so much for letting us be on, or letting me be on your show. You know, I wish Sue could be with me right now. But again, you know, she's sick right now, and, you know, we're just very grateful for this opportunity. We hope you have a great day, and hashtag end the trend.
Hannah from the campaign group End Primate Abuse. Thank you very much for listening. We've, of course, included links to the campaign in the show notes. And if you share this recording, we do ask, please use the hashtag #EndTheTrend. If you'd like to create a shortcast of your own, please get in touch and we will explain what you need to do. You can leave us a message at offtheleashpodcast.co.uk, on Twitter at OTL Podcasts, or on Instagram at OTL Pods. And if you'd like to hear more powerful audio supporting wildlife, animal rights, and the environment, we're on all major streaming platforms. Just look for Off the Leash Podcasts and subscribe for free.